Sandra Beckley stands in front of a stone wall. A bronze sculpture is attached. It's one of seven art installations that define Patriot Plaza.
This piece is by Anne Hirsch. This is called Home. She has two eagles, the adult eagle and the juvenile eagle, and she has them mantling. They're protecting Home. And then on the opposite wall here at this entrance is the empty nest. So they have left Home where the veteran has gone.
Adjacent to that sculpture is a quote from President Abraham Lincoln. Beckley, who retired after 39 years with the VA, her last post as director of the Sarasota National Cemetery, reads that famous quote.
Let us strive on to care for him who shall have borne the battle for his widow and his orphans. That is part of the whole VA as well as NCA. It's their motto. It's their mission.
But before we continue our tour of Patriot Plaza, Deborah Jacobs, president and CEO of the Patterson Foundation, gives the backstory on why the foundation wanted to fund and build the $12 million structure and art installation.
We actually trace back the roots of the wealth that created the Patterson Foundation. We trace back to the mid-1800s when Joseph Medill bought into the troubled Chicago Tribune for two reasons. One, to make money, and two, to create the Republican Party and get Abraham Lincoln elected president. He was successful with both.
It was under President Lincoln that Congress authorized buying land for the First National Cemetery. But the connections don't stop there. Two of Medill's grandsons served in World War I, and his great-grandson graduated from West Point. Fast forward to the groundbreaking for the Sarasota National Cemetery in 2008.
They anticipated 1,000 people going to the groundbreaking, and 3,000 showed up in the middle of July, hot summer days, to turn a spade of dirt. That speaks to the military service in this region with over 100,000 veterans living in this area.
So the Patterson Foundation became the first private philanthropy group to partner with the VA National Cemetery Administration. The goal? To build a 2,800-seat shaded amphitheater. They didn't stop there. Jacobs says Sarasota's vibrant cultural identity made public art a natural pairing.
Public art sparks thinking, reflection. It helps you ponder what has happened, what could happen. So we thought, let us bring art into Patriot Plaza, and then it becomes a place of deep experience beyond any performance or exhibit.
As the son of a veteran, the Sarasota National Cemetery Director, John Rosentrater, is particularly excited about the photographic art installation.
I'm just hoping that the conversations that can get started by the artwork that takes place where children or grandchildren or spouses are asking their loved ones, do these pictures depict for you what happened, or did you have that type of experience?
One such veteran is Tom Piazzi, a West Point graduate who served 24 years active duty. He is now first vice president of the Military Officers Association of Sarasota, one of many local veterans organizations that partnered with the Patterson Foundation on their Legacy of Valor awareness campaign.
By going to Patriot Plaza and reading these inscriptions and seeing these pictures of children hugging their fathers and mothers when they come back from deployment, and understanding the impact that service to our nation has on American families is a way I am hoping will resonate with the American public.
Back at Patriot Plaza, consultant Sandra Beckley has already taken us by the two spires and mosaic work by Ellen Driscoll and the Eagle Guardians at the West Entrance by Pablo Eduardo before she moves on to Larry Kirkland's two photographic installations, Testimonies and Witness to Mission. Photographs are mounted on marble columns or plinths.
They just actually cut just a small frame out of the marble and then inserted these pictures. Larry Kirkland picked this marble because it is the same marble as is used in the headstones that we see just right adjacent to us here.
That brings it home, doesn't it, every time you came to visit?
Yes. Larry Kirkland, when he was here for his installation, he said there's no way to separate Patriot Plaza from Sarasota National Cemetery or Sarasota National Cemetery from Patriot Plaza. Now that they are together, they are one.
And both the cemetery and Patriot Plaza are open from sunup to sundown 7 days a week. You don't need to be a veteran or have someone interned there to visit and experience Patriot Plaza. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.